Ah, those people, said Father, nodding his head and smiling slightly. Those people? Well, they're not people at all, Bruno. History should teach us to learn from these terrible mistakes. Unfortunately, people repeat the past like a broken record on a continuous loop. In this powerful historical fiction, John Boyne, the author, transports us to 1943 in the book The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Life in Nazi Germany is viewed through a young boy's innocent eyes as the Holocaust literally unfolds right outside his backyard. When Bruno's father is promoted to a new position, the family leaves the beautiful urban house in Berlin and move to a new house, which Bruno describes as standing on its own in an empty, desolate place. Looking out his bedroom window one day, bored and without friends, he sees a place in the distance with a huge wire fence that had hundreds of people wearing the same clothes. A pair of grey striped pyjamas with a grey striped cap on their heads. How extraordinary, he muttered before turning away. One day, while out on an adventure, Bruno met a boy on the other side of the fence named Schmoll. He wore the same striped pyjamas that all the other people on that side of the fence wore and a striped cloth cap on his head. He wasn't wearing any shoes or socks, but his feet were rather dirty. On his arm, he wore an armband with a star on it. Bruno was sure that he had never seen a skinnier or sadder boy in his life, but decided that he had better talk to him. This was the start of the two boys becoming close friends, and over the next few months, Bruno constantly visited Schmoll in secret at the fence. Then, on one of his frequent visits, Schmoll tells Bruno that his father is missing. Even though Bruno was moving back to Berlin in a few days with his sister and mother, he offered to help search for Schmoll's father. However, in order to get into the camp, he needed a pair of striped pyjamas. After all, if you wear the right outfit and you feel like the person you're pretending to be. A Jew, you mean, said Schmoll. Join Bruno, the protagonist in this story, on an unforgettable journey, showing us the true meaning of friendship and the innocence of two young boys from different backgrounds. This book would appeal to readers 10 years and up, including adults, especially those interested in the Holocaust. It is a thought-provoking read and will stay with you long after you have finished. We should never forget this period of time and the horrors of war, but it saddens me to say that these types of atrocities are going on in present day. Fences such as those in this book exist all over the world. Let's hope you never have to encounter one.